Welcome to the podcast of Kingsway Community Church, a community inspired by love to live differently. If you'd like to connect with us online, join us at one of our churches, make a financial contribution, or discover more about Kingsway, head to www.kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app by simply searching Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this podcast will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
Good morning. How are you this morning? It's good to see you. There's a dead spot on this microphone somewhere. I don't know where it is, but if my voice cuts out, I'll just try and avoid that spot on the stage. Maybe I shouldn't walk around so much, but I get carried away at times. Great to be led in worship. I love that new song in particular. It's fresh, and it really speaks out the heart of what we've been praying on our Sunday night, God, week in and week out. You know, God, we've seen you do this. Let's do it again. And my prayer this morning is that God would speak to you, because that's my big idea today. And if nothing else that you get from today's message, if you, you know, doze off or get distracted or whatever, find something more interesting to think about, then my encouragement to you is to take this message home with you, and that's simply that God has something to say to you today. God still speaks, friends. And that is the challenge and the encouragement. It's a challenge because I think in our day and age, in our culture, in our society, that's a tricky concept. But it's also an encouragement because, you know what? I want to hear from God. Hearing God, it's a daring idea, right? Presumptuous and maybe even dangerous. But what if we are made for it? What if we, his creation, his family and his friends, will not function effectively without it? You know, throughout Scripture, time and time again, God speaks. His people, his friends, his family constantly are hearing his voice, getting guidance, getting leading. Through his word, through people, through prophets, through his audible voice, and through the Spirit of God gently whispering to those that follow him. And I believe that God wants to speak to us. He wants to bring encouragement and comfort, and he wants to guide us. I mean, we are his children after all, right? And what father wouldn't want to communicate to these kids? I don't know how that'd go for you if you never spoke to your son, Cain. If you never helped him when he needed help with some guidance, speaking to his life, faith and hope and promise. And I don't think it's any different in our relationship with God, is that he has this desire to speak to us in many ways, shapes and forms. The word around this concept at the moment is the idea of contemplative prayer. And this is what it means to be contemplative. Someone who is contemplative thinks deeply or is thinking in a serious and calm way. That's deep. Now the challenge, of course, is how often in your week do you get time to be contemplative? To think deeply. A person who is dedicated to religious contemplation or to a way of life conducive to this. Jesus heard from God many times. Many times through his journey, God was speaking to him, as did the prophets and the kings, his disciples and the early church. I read to you a few scriptures that I believe give to us a great example about Jesus' own life and his way he demonstrated the priority of hearing God. Matthew 14 says this, after he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. Mark 6:46, after bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. Luke 6:12, it was at this time he went off to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. Now, I can't imagine Jesus continually speaking the whole night and not waiting to hear something that his father might want to say to him or encourage him with. Mark 1:35 says, in the early morning while it was dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Luke 5:16, but Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. When we see time and time again in the life of Jesus, in the ministry of what was going on, that Jesus himself thought it was really important to actually get away from the hustle and bustle and craziness of life so that he could be alone with his Father to pray. And if Jesus is the Son of God, thought it was necessary and important and critical for him to be in that place, hear what God has to say, I reckon how much more critical is it for us? How much more important is it for us in our day and age to take the time to create the space and to learn the practice of hearing God? The scriptures, I believe, continue to press us to hear God's voice. The people in the Bible, from the patriarchs to the prophets to Peter to Paul, all seem to be able to hear God's voice leading and guiding them. They get direct guidance. The scripture promises to us that we have the Spirit living within us in 1 Corinthians 6:19. We know that God is in us and amongst us. In John 10, we're told that we will be able to recognize his voice out of the many, many voices out there in the world today. But we would know his voice. And I actually think that's one of the challenges, right? I mean, not that we're all schizophrenic, but we all have voices in our heads, right? Yep. So which one's God's voice amongst all the voices of our world? Our own voices, the voices of our past, the voices of the world, culture, society, the voices of our wives. I think that's often the strongest one. In John 14:26, Jesus said that the Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything that he has said. I mean, how is he going to do that? How's the Spirit going to do that unless he's speaking to us? But let's be honest, right? Listening to God can feel a little intimidating. We're encouraged to go to a quiet place and wait. And when we go, for some of us, nothing happens. Has anyone ever been that? I'm going to go and spend some time with God. You block it out of your calendar and you find a quiet place, and you go there, and it's like. It's almost like you're trying so hard to hear something, anything. You know, and then after 3 minutes, which felt like an hour, a bird flies by, and you hope that the bird will speak to you. The heavens don't part. The glory cloud doesn't come down and rest on you. Instead, in the silence, the beat of your own heart sounds like jungle drums. And we wonder if we're spiritual at all. The practice of hearing God feels elusive and mysterious. And if we're honest, it can be quite frustrating. But I know this, prayer was not meant to be monologue, but a dialogue, a two-way connection. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've heard of a couple of different forms of prayer. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about intercessory prayer, which is when we come to God speaking on behalf of others, where we plead another person's case or situation or circumstance or illness or trouble or whatever it is, we plead to God on their behalf. The prayer of intercession. We come to God for another person and we speak. And we speak and speak and cry out to God. You know, and I said, you know, we plead to God. Last week, Kim talked about the critical nature of corporate prayer, of praying together. And again, when we come together, we speak. We cry out to God. We do it in unity. And as we do those things, prayer precedes the transformation that we believe God wants to bring into our hearts and lives. You know, we certainly believe in the power and priority of prayer. It's one of our values as a church. It used to be written on a wall somewhere. Not that that really matters. But it is. It's something that we believe is critical and key to seeing God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We believe that prayer needs to be integrated in everything that we do as a community of faith. Not the afterthought, we should pray. But the first thought, let's pray. Let's bring this to God. You know, one of the things I love when we take groups of people away in our spiritual formation weekends, and there's a bunch of people doing it this year, and I think we've had about 60 or 70 do it over the last 4 years. One of the things I love is that we deliberately create space, 2 to 3 hours, for people to just go and be with God. And that's a gift in the context of our world, I reckon. To go and hear what God has to say. We hold prayer as one of our key values, and that includes both the speaking and the hearing. You know, the hearing prayer, as some people call it, or this contemplative listening prayer, one of the reasons I think it's difficult in our culture is because our culture is very kind of logic, make sense out of everything, right? And hearing God doesn't line up with that. We kind of prefer the clear and controlled, predictable, structured prayer life because it's in our comfort zone and it makes sense and it's ordered and it's safe. I want to challenge us and encourage us to step out of that comfort zone. To press in to a life of listening to God. It's interesting, if you Google contemplative prayer, you get a wide range of opinions. Some people will tell you that contemplative prayer is not biblical, that it's mystical, new agey, Eastern religion, yoga stuff. It's spiritual, but it's not biblical. And it's probably not necessary and it's not safe. But this is what I believe. I believe that hearing God, and I don't really care what you call it, because we can get distracted and caught up with names. Whether you call it contemplative prayer, listening prayer, hearing prayer, or
I just call it prayer.
Because to me, that's what it is. I believe hearing God is critical to a follower of Jesus. I remember about 7 or 8 years ago, I was curious to know more about hearing God. And I embarked on a little journey with a Franciscan nun called Sister Pia. And this old nun was operating out of a nunnery, obviously, over Whoop Whoop. And I used to go every 6 to 8 weeks and I would meet up with her. And she would lead me through times of contemplation and prayer and meditation and all things that for me were actually quite foreign. And I remember the first time I met with Sister Pia, and she's a lovely follower of Jesus, spirit-filled lady. And I remember sitting with her in this little room, and she said, "So we're just going to wait on God and see what he has to say about what we should do this morning." I went, "Okay." So we waited. I was kind of like reading stuff on the wall and thinking, how long is this going to last? Of course, I was distracted very quickly, and I remember what seemed like the whole hour, it was probably only a few minutes, she kind of interrupted, and I kind of feel like God wants to say this to you and wants to encourage you with this and feel like this scripture is where we kind of need to go. And I was like, whoa, how did you know? You ever had that before? You know, again, one of the things I love about our spiritual formation weekend is that we give time to allow God to speak to each person there. And I take some time out before the weekend, and I just sit and hear God for each person. And, you know, I just trust that God's going to give me something that's going to encourage and challenge that person. And then when we go away on the weekend, I share what I feel God's laid on my heart. And time again, the response is, how did you know? And it's like this incredible moment when God speaks and brings revelation and encouragement and comfort and direction that brings people alive. That's why, you know, Paul says that prophecy, which is hearing from God for another person, is for comfort, exhortation, and encouragement. To me, that's why it's so critical in the life of this church. Because who doesn't need encouragement, exhortation, comfort? We all do. Every one of us are walking through a life that is complicated. It's ups and downs, like Shireen was sharing this morning. There are days that are hard. There are days that seem impossible. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. There's a whole bunch of challenges. The world is coming against us. Relational issues on top of that. You know, that we're meant to get along with everyone and be kind to everyone. And that's not always easy, right? Then there's work pressures and financial pressures and family issues and problems and challenges and awkward moments, and when you put all that together, life is complex, complicated, and sometimes just hard. So who doesn't want to be encouraged by God in the midst of that? Who doesn't want to be comforted and strengthened by hearing God in the midst of that? Who doesn't want to get guidance about a decision or a choice or a path that they're thinking about taking? I know I do. And so for me, this journey of hearing God and listening to God is one I continue to press into, because I don't want to follow Jesus without it. And I'll be honest with you, There are plenty of times for me when I go to listen and hear God and create the space where I don't get a lot or anything. You know, sometimes I'm so expectant for like a big revelation or, you know, this powerful word over my life that's going to change me forever. But the longer that I've practiced this in my life, the more and more I hear what God has to say. And sometimes it's simply, I love you, Brett. I believe that even on itself can be a powerful little phrase to hear in your spirit from God. And you know, I don't think there's ever a time God doesn't want to say that to his kids. Ever. So even when you're sitting there, because sometimes our expectation of God is to get like the plan, the strategy for the next 5 to 10 years of our lives. We want the outcome. We want the, you know, okay, now do this, do that, and do this, and all will be great. Sometimes God wants to just come alongside you, put his arm around you in a sense and go, I love you, man. And on those hard days when it's tough and I'm not sure where to go or where to turn or what to do or what to say, that's all I need. And there isn't a day or a moment when God does not want to tell you that he loves you. Ever. I think in our culture we've made this whole prayer thing, hearing God, listening to God, this mysterious, I just don't think it's meant to be like that. It's being still, just opening our ears and our hearts to his voice, his promptings and his leading. So there's three things that I believe are helpful. This is not prescriptive, okay? These are three things that I feel are helpful in hearing God, in listening and hearing what God has to say to you in your moment. The first one is the posture of a listener. You know, I think there is a posture that we have to discover, and it's probably different for everybody. I do believe we need to create that stillness. You know, the word says, be still and know that I am God. I think there is an element where the stillness is important. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes that stillness can be 30 seconds in your car before you drive out the driveway. You know, it's not, stillness isn't about 14 hours or 3 hours. It's about being still. It's just, still and focus on God. You know, again, I think sometimes for me, this is out of my own journey, right? As I said, it's not prescriptive. I'm not saying if you go and do these things. I'm just saying this has been helpful for me. When I'm still, I focus on God and who he is, not on what I need. And that to me is really important. So instead of focusing on what's wrong, I focus on who's right. So I come in stillness, and that can be 30 seconds. It can be 5 minutes. Be still. And I focus on who God is in that moment. And then I'm expectant. Now, I put expectant and gratitude together because it's really important that we come to God expectant that he's going to speak to us, but grateful even if he doesn't. Okay? Because often what happens, we come with this high expectation and it doesn't kind of meet our high expectation, and we walk away frustrated, not grateful. And as that song said, God's faithfulness never failed us yet and never will. So be still. Focus on the God in the scenario, not the problem or the issue or the need. Come with faith, because I think we have to come with a belief that actually God wants to speak to me. But even if you don't hear anything, be grateful. And simply in those four things, things will begin to shift for you. And you can do that in 3 minutes. Or you can go away for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, which I encourage all of you to be doing on a regular basis, to prioritize space to hear from God. And then for me, I have a little bit of a process for listening. And one of the things you'll probably notice about this is it's all about Him. There's nothing in there yet about my need, my desire, my problem, my circumstance, my pain, my suffering. It's all about Him. His word, critical for me. And I'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. His story. Because that's what God has invited me into. He invited me into His story. So my story is now intertwined with the story of God. And so I already believe God knows what's going on in my life. And so I want to engage in His story. See, that's about perspective. It's about going, God is at work, even when I can't see it. There's a story unfolding that God has got His hand on. And He invited me, and my story is intertwined now with His story. And then holding on to His promise. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. My sheep will recognize my voice. And then His voice. Sometimes I think our process is more about us than it is about God. And then I think it is more difficult to actually hear God in that, because we're so focused on us and our world. And what's critical for me is that our focus is on God and His story. And then lastly, the practice of a listener. Basically three things. Alignment, accountability, and obedience. Alignment is ensuring that what we hear is aligned to His word. Cannot stray. And one of the reasons that some people kind of speak out against hearing God and listening to God and contemplative prayer is because people can go, oh, well, God told me I should go and blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't align with Scripture. That's dangerous and not godly or biblical and not what a follower of Christ would do. And so we need to be, it's really important our practice is aligning what God is saying to us with Scripture, not the other way around. Because we can all do that. I've got a word from God and I'll find a Scripture somewhere in the Bible, even if it's three words out of context, that'll back up what I think God's telling me. No. Start from Scripture. Accountability. Small groups. Prayer partners. Husbands, wives. People you work with. Share what God is saying to you to others so that you're accountable to what God is saying. Keeping it in secret and in private is dangerous. And then be obedient. When God speaks, how long does it take for you to be obedient to what He says? To me, that's a little indication of our level of maturity as a follower of Jesus. We want to try and shorten the gap. I'll be honest. There have been times when God has said something to me and it's probably taken 5 years before I said yes. I want to continue to reduce that time frame as I grow my relationship with God, that I can trust. You know, I spoke about trust a few weeks ago, that I can trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let me pray. God, I am so grateful and blessed that you speak to me and through me, that you have things to say about my life, my relationships, my future, my doubts, my questions, my fears, my situation, my circumstance. You have a big heart to bring encouragement and comfort and strength in my life through your words. I thank you that we have your word, your written word, that speaks that life into our being. But I am also grateful that you, as a loving Father, want to speak to me and encourage me. Tell me that it's going to be okay to love me in that journey, to give me guidance and direction. Pray that we would be a people that would pursue prayer in its holistic way. That yes, we would pray together, we would pray for one another, we would pray on behalf of one another, that we would bring petitions and thanksgiving and supplication to God, but we would also be still and hear what it is that you're saying. Speak into our spirit. Speak into our heart. Speak into our journey. Be still and know that I am God. Still your mind for God at the moment. Focus on Him. Focus on His goodness, His love for you, His faithfulness, and how much He's given for you. Focus on His forgiveness that He's lavished upon your life. Be still. We're so grateful, God, that you love us. So grateful, God, that you are not a distant God, but you are a personal, close God who loves us so deeply. What is it that you want to say to us this morning, God? What is on your heart? And as you're still, I believe God is speaking. Some of you are hearing an encouragement, hearing His love for you. What is it that you want to say to us today, in this moment, individually, as you speak and encourage and comfort and strengthen? Holy Spirit. We believe, God. We come with expectant faith of a God who loves us. To hear your voice, to hear and sense your spirit. We open our ears and our hearts and our minds to hear from you right now. Worship you, God. It's all about you, Jesus.